boys that are today. Yesterday was 30 days to the Rav's granddaughter. So we had a party here. I mean, we had the brachas, whatever. Yeah, the yeshiva, it's 5:30 now. The evening, the mincha, and 5:30 we sat down, we ate. The Rav spoke a little bit, the other rabbanim were here. And Marv, and we ate more. The main thing is that we ate. We had a lot of brachas.
How's his son doing?
I saw him yesterday, he's a lot better. He's weak, you know, he looks weak. After two major operations, it's not easy to go back to yourself. But, it's a little shock to the body, you know. His wife gave birth. He had a baby daughter.
Healthy?
Healthy, 100%. Everyone's healthy, the mother's healthy. No, they should have consolation with the new daughter.
They lost a daughter in the accident. Yeah. What happened to the son? That's his injury.
The son, the kid, or the son of Avavosh?
The son who was driving.
He was driving? I don't know who was driving. But,
Well, he dumped me out of the car.
Yeah, he built, tore his stomach.
Why?
The saved his life, but the hit was so strong, and they take off the spleen, take out the spleen.
Yeah.
And they had two operations.
So far,
it doesn't need more.
Who needs more operations?
No one needs more.
No one needs more.
Oh, Hashem. Hashem. They were they released themselves out of the car when the ambulance came. They were all out of the car. The father and the mother on their feet, awake. Besides the baby, was dead. And they say the baby wasn't injured. It was just the shock of the hit to the car. The baby that age doesn't know how to, the body doesn't know how to deal with it. So it just stops. Stops working.
Really?
It wasn't wounded. The baby wasn't wounded at all. It was in the seatbelt. It was in the car seat. Nothing happened to it. Physically, nothing. There was no injury. But the shock, it stopped the heart. The shock for such a little baby. That was the problem with the other kids. The two kids, they were worried that it's going to be. They have a relapse after three days, they worry. After 3 days, and then the body drag, you know. Yeah, freezes. That's why it's considered a critical condition for a few days. You know, very, very serious. 3 days, so the body is calming down, so then they released them 2 weeks after, a week and a half. And you have to help them, think more mentally, more emotionally. It's not easy, no. No one should know any sorrow. So, yeah. The Chafetz Chaim. You heard of the Chafetz Chaim? The Chafetz Chaim. He used to do every day 2 hours of his Boidedus and Cheshbon Nefesh. Once, when he was very old, he was about 9 years old, they heard him doing Boidedus and ask Hashem for guarding the eyes. He was 9 years old. How much lust do you have when you're 90? I don't know. You don't know either. You're not 90 yet. Not yet. Hashem should give you a long life with health. But they heard him do it, asking for guarding the eyes. That's another proof that's the main test of a person. And the person who does not do it and pray every day lengthy by guarding the eyes, he will not be saved from the blemishing of the eyes and immorality. A person needs to beg every day, to beg Hashem that he will go through a clean day today, that he will go with the closed eyes, that he will not stumble in immorality. The main work is tefillah in Bodhidut. It's the work of closing the eyes, but the main work is praying and closing the eyes, walking in the street and not looking around like a shikel, like a drunk man. Because the Gemara says, "Shibichol yom itzot shadam yaber alav." The Gemara says in the Kiddushin, every day a man's yetzer desires, they overcome him, and without a Kadosh Baruch Hu helping him, He's not able to fight to overcome this Yetzirah. We're not able. We don't have the ability without Hashem's help. The Gemara says, and someone doesn't do it, to ask Hashem to help him to overcome the Yetzirah, that proves that he understands better than the Holy Gemara. And I don't need the help of Hashem. I could do it myself. But the Gemara says you can. No, but I could. No, but the Gemara says you can. I could. I don't have to ask from Hashem. Or Hashem helps without me asking. Not by that. Ask from Hashem. Okay. Perusha ma'asi shel Gemara. The practical explanation of this Gemara is that each one has to ask every single day from Hashem to help him to withstand the main test, which is guarding the eyes. Ki b'makom shisham mikar nisayon, the place where over there is the main test, that's where the Yetzirah overcomes the most, fights the most. Therefore, the person mainly has to pray about guarding the eyes and about this whole test of especially in our days. It doesn't have to be summer for you to stumble in the eyes. Very bad situation outside. And each and every one who does not have work on guarding the eyes, if you go, you could transgress all the Torah 100 times a day. If he does not distance himself from the internet and all the non-kosher cell phones, all the iPhones and smartphones and who knows what, a person is able to be with a beard and peot and to do siyum masechet every single day, and he could transgress the whole Torah thousands of times in 1 hour. Because the Yetzirah, with all the technology and all the chidushim today, right, because an avrech who learns Torah and everything every single day to transgress the Torah thousands of times a day, in 1 hour, not in a day. What in a rasha, his whole life was not able to do 200 years ago, and avrech could do it today in 1 hour. It's so true. I went to someone who had internet, open internet. I just wanted to take the forecast. That's all I wanted to do before the snow. I wanted to know what was going on, was it coming, was that? I did the Tachasid Mezeg Avir, the weather report. What's it called? Not report, weather.
Forecast?
Weather forecast. I click in, there were five commercials jumping up, advertisements. And a few of them were not very snooze. Some of them were fine, just water machine or whatever. And, but some of them were naked ladies with their advertising underpants or who knows what, I don't know what. Without going into it, the avrech doesn't have koach, so he wants to go see more. Oh, see this here, I'll see more, I'll go in more. It's very easy for a person to fall. Check like that. A person is not chazak, good fall. A person is not allowed to bring himself to that place with him. Yeah, but anyone who has the internet knows what I'm talking about without any...
I did a Google search for Emuna, for images. Emuna is a very popular tag for, how should I put it, inappropriate images.
Okay. There's Emuna in all kinds of things, that's the thing. They believe in that. Emuna means believe. They believe in this, they believe in that. Anyways, so if you have open internet, so don't expect good things to come out of it. You can have internet, and you can have with the right restrictions. Yeah? Why bring yourself to a place of danger, and not even you? So let's say you have your nephews over, your friends over, someone over, and let him fall there in the pit. Let's say you're the strongest person, everything's okay with you. Why let him fall? Yeah, each one has to think and do. It's very easy. You could have blockages and stuff that you'll be able to go into a lot of many things, just not into bad places. It blocks it. Nothing could jump up. So why not do it? It doesn't cost a lot of money. It's worth that. So each one should do that. Not to have it open.
They have pre-programs.
Yeah, even on the cell phone you could have. And the smartphone. You could have a kosher smartphone. They have a kosher smartphone too. Why have not kosher one?
Or you could be like me.
What?
I have a smartphone, and all I know how to do is receive and send phone calls. It's like everybody laughs at it. They said,
why do you have a smartphone?
Exactly.
Get a phone like me.
Exactly.
Answer. You don't do the WhatsApp and stuff?
No, nothing. There's nothing. I don't do texting. I don't, no.
Email?
No, nothing.
You have a computer at home for email.
I have a computer.
So why did you get a smartphone?
It's my wife says. You can't believe it. I got talked into it, you know, by this quick salesman.
It cost cost her nothing. So.
No, it cost a fortune.
Really?
Every month, yeah.
A fortune?
Yeah, when you're paying every month for 3 years, it costs a fortune. It adds up.
Who do you have, Orange?
No, I have the other bad one.
Golazo,
huh?
They're all bad.
SoCom, I have. Okay. No, I don't. I got out of my SoCom contract. I hired somebody to get me out of the contract, and then with Golan, which is like 20% of what I was paying SoCom.
Because
but I still have the phone. I couldn't get out of the phone contract.
SoCom, they had us replace our phones with kosher phones at half the price.
Yeah, if you don't know anything on the phone, you know what you pay for this?
I know my wife has one of those.
I pay 25 shekels a month. 25 for me, 25 for my wife. 26 cents. Very good. I answer and I call.
She's do everything that she needs to do.
That's all I need.
Answer, call, and text.
She has text.
Yeah.
No, we have the big ones. They look like smartphones, but they have a kosher chip inside.
Yeah.
So what's really nice is big numbers for me.
So you could also have email and stuff, right?
No. All kosher.
No kosher you could have with email. They have kosher smartphones with email and WhatsApp and Google and all kinds of things with kosher.
No, I just have plain. Plain kosher phone.
But you're right about what you can do today and what you could do 200 years ago.
He's right.
It's amazing.
No, I don't know. I've been
so I think Siddiqui today have a much harder time than they did 200 years
ago. Yeah, 100%.
Oh, even back in the 80s, that's, 30 years ago.
And then, what I also realized is that what Siddiqui were able to write and understand and interpret 200 years ago, you can't expect those people to be today what they were then, because different languages entered their minds.
100%. What people have to stand today, us, that we're still keeping Torah and mitzvot and trying to guard our eyes and talk about it, at least daven for it, something. It's a huge, huge milestone. It's a huge advantage of us. And we can't take it for granted. It's a big chesed Hashem is doing with us. Obviously, if I lived 200 years ago, it's much easier. 100 years ago, 50 years ago, 20 years ago was easier. It's hard, it's difficult.
No, the internet was started in 95.
It's not only the internet.
Email started in 80. Well, I had
not
email.
Not only the internet. It's a lot of things. The whole street, the whole. Everything went down. Everything down. But we have to be chazak. We have to be chazak. We don't want this world at all. This world. So that's when one does a gvorezut, what happens is that he's connecting himself back to Hashem. That's how Yibodut, in this generation, I don't see how people live with it, how they're connected with Hashem without Yibodut. How? Without having a personal connection with Hashem, to remind yourself that this is Hashem. And this happened to me, Hashem wanted this to be, and to remind yourself, to give yourself back to the Muna. It's very difficult to go through life.
You know, I'm just beginning to understand that at this point, you know, in terms of like learning. Establishing a relationship, reading any of these books that help with that. You have to fight through so much to get there.
Okay.
You know, just to sit down with the sefer, you need to come here.
Right.
There's a thousand other options, none of which are as good. So, you know.
I mean, going back in history, 60 years ago was the founding of Playboy in 1953.
I'm happy you keep track of these things.
I have a memory for trivia. That was the start. Actually, the Kinsian report in 1947 was even was the actual start of the garbage. And then the stonewalling.
We have to decide that we don't want this world at all, we only want Hashem. that's we can do better and better. So, instead of. Now we have.